Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 79, Scene 1, Balvala. Lord Balaram then prepared himself to meet the demon Balvala. At the time when the demon usually attacked the sacred place, there appeared a great hailstorm, and the whole sky became covered with dust, and the atmosphere became surcharged with a filthy smell. And just after this, the mischievous demon Balvala began to shower torrents of stool and urine and other impure substances on the arena of sacrifice. After this onslaught, the demon himself appeared with a great trident in his hand. Balvala was a gigantic person, and his blackish body was like a huge mass of carbon. Balvala's hair, beard, and mustache appeared reddish like copper, and because of his great beard and mustache, Balvala's mouth appeared to be very dangerous and fierce. As soon as Balaram saw the demon, he prepared to attack Balvala. Balaram first began to consider how he could smash the great demon to pieces. Lord Balaram then called for his plow and club, and immediately they appeared before him. The demon Balvala was flying in the sky, and at the first opportunity, Lord Balaram dragged him down with his plow and angrily smashed the demon's head with his club. By Balaram striking, the forehead of the demon became fractured. There was a profuse flow of blood from his forehead, and Balvala began to scream loudly. In this way, the demon, who had been such a great disturbance to the pious Brahmanas, fell to the ground. Balvala's falling was like a great mountain with a red oxide peak being struck by a thunderbolt and smashed to the ground. The inhabitants of Naimisharanya, the learned sages and Brahmanas, became most pleased upon seeing this, and they offered their respectful prayers to Lord Balaram. They offered their heartfelt blessings upon Lord Balaram, and all of them agreed that Lord Balaram's attempt to do anything would never be a failure. The sages and Brahmanas then performed a ceremonial bathing of Lord Balaram, just as King Indra is bathed by the demigods when he is victorious over the demons. The Brahmins and sages honored Lord Balaram by presenting him first-class new clothing and ornaments, and especially they offered him the lotus flower garland of victory, which is the reservoir of all beauty and which is never to be dried up, being in everlasting existence. Thus ends Chapter 79, Scene 1, The Liberation of Balvala by Lord Balaram. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.